Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I know for many people, especially us in the South, we're getting ready for this year's South by Southwest Film Festival that'll be taking place in Texas. One of the films that's being highlighted is actually one of the films we're discussing during this next segment. We're going to be talking about The Arbalest, not only with the director, Adam Penny, but also, of course, with individuals later on during this segment that have been able to see the film and also, of course, to get their thoughts about it as well. During this first part of our show, they're going to talk Adam, not only about the journey of being able to tell the story, but also, of course, what it's been like for him already to see the way that people are responding to it and what he hopes you're able to take away from it as well. Now, if you're just hearing about the film, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can be able to stay connected for updates. But, Adam, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I know this is a busy time for you, so we definitely appreciate the time. I mean, first of all, you know, Adam, I want to talk about, you know, first of all the hard work that goes into making a film like this. I mean, what does it feel like to be able to deliver it to audiences and to be able to get the response that you're getting?
It's a relief first because, I mean, we started making the film probably like 2 years ago now when I started writing it. And then we shot it later that year, and then it was a year of editing, and we went through a post-production lab in New York with it and got to show a lot of people and change it, and now we're finally getting to show it to, you know, a wide audience, and it's very exhilarating, but now it's a new set of nervousness that sort of sets in now that you're like, okay, this is something I've done for 2 years, and now it gets judged, or hopefully liked, and, you know, entertains people.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, if you know, from what I have been able to hear and, you know, what others, of course, are saying about it, that is definitely the case of what's happening. Now, you know, storytelling is something that is not new to you, Adam. It's something that you've devoted a good bit of your life to. What is it about bringing stories to life on film that really intrigued you, that made you say this is something you wanted to do?
I think it just became when I was young, I wanted to be a fine artist. I wanted to be a painter. I was like, man, this is the best. And then once I discovered film, I was like, this is just a combination of all the arts, and I can put music and the photography and art and everything all in one thing, and it also reaches a wider audience. So that's why I went into storytelling, and you get to tell a story also. So it's just this all-encompassing art form, and yeah, that's why I do it.
Yeah, and of course now to be able to share it, as I said, literally with the world, thanks to social media. Of course, we're going to talk about how you've been able to use these different platforms to help, you know, to spread the word. I mean, you know, do you feel as though, especially where technology is right now, Adam, it definitely makes it a lot easier for people like yourself to be able to tell the stories that you want to tell?
Oh, absolutely. I feel that now, and I know it also gets like ragged on where, oh, anyone can make a movie and anyone can put something online, and I actually think that's a good thing because it allows for different voices and things you wouldn't normally see go through a system and give in to you. So I think it's wonderful, and if my movie just ends up on some website for free and people can see it, I think that would be great.
Got you. You know, well, that's how you can definitely tell if it's something you're passionate about for sure. So talk to us about The Arbalest. I mean, what was it about this story that made you say this is something that you wanted to devote 2 years of your life to?
I think if I went into it thinking it would be 2 years, I might have thought twice. just with any other project, it's now thing. It's like, gosh, if I made another film, it would be another 2 years living with this.
Right.
But that story in particular was, it actually was a culmination of a bunch of ideas I had over the years. Like I wrote a one-act play in college that kind of influenced this, and I wrote another script a few years ago that sort of bled into this. So I was lucky because with your first film, you can kind of put all these things you've been thinking about for a very long time into it, so it feels a little more personal and like a passion project. And I'm not sure going forward now, you're like, oh, another story. I don't have one, another one I've been thinking of for, you know, the last 10 years. So I think for that first one, you can pretty much do anything. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And, you know, I mean, then, of course, as I said, you know, you're gearing up for this year's South by Southwest. What an amazing platform, right? I mean, to be able to present this film at, I mean, to make the world premiere, you know, there. I mean, how does that feel at the end of this long journey?
It's the best thing that could have happened ever. We always felt South By would be the most amazing place to show this film, especially. And the fact that we got in and are also in competition kind of blows my mind. I can't wait to show people, and showing it in Austin is going to be a dream come true, like literally. It's going to be so amazing.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, one of the things that happens for a lot of people in the creative community, Adam, and I think, you know, you can relate to this, and even people outside of, you know, directing or acting even just writers even, I think, can relate to this, that you have these ideas and you say, you know what, I love this. I don't know if anyone else is going to, but I really do believe in this thing, and that means I'm going to keep pushing forward. I mean, how did you find the courage to just say, you know what, I believe in this, and no matter how long it takes, you know, I'm willing to put in the time to make it a reality?
I think it's less me having faith in it than it is the people around me and my collaborators that have to have faith in it. And I have to convince them that, oh, this is worth your time as well, especially my producer, Alex Orr. It's like, he's the one who produced this movie. He's spending just as much time on it as I am. And I have to convince him, like, oh, this is, you know, we want to do this for 2 years. And if he's encouraging me as well, because I've, you know, written other scripts and showed them to him, and he's been like, this is total garbage. We're not doing this. So the fact that I had so many people rally around this project and get it made and help out and devote their time, it really is more that testament to what filmmaking is rather than me having, like, this great faith in it. It's everyone else coming together and making it their own.
Got you. You know, the other thing about that, I'm glad you said that, though. The other thing about that is, you know, it is such a great marriage of the visual and then, of course, the story and then the passion of it all kind of coming together. I think the interesting thing about The Arbalest is that, you know, it, regardless of the time that it may be set in, it really does show that when it comes to humanity, you know, that we are all really the same, no matter what year it is, no matter what we may look like. Is that also one of the things you think is so interesting about this story, is that it can really be one of these, you know, anywhere USA type of stories?
I suppose so. On its surface, it's very much a story about success, in a way, and what that can do
right.
to you. But really, it's a personal story about a guy who likes a girl and a girl doesn't like him. And I think that's pretty universal. And for any story I want to tell, I want it to have that grounded sort of through line that's not just, oh, here's this crazy thing that takes place in the 70s and is about this celebrity that's eccentric. It's like, no, this is about a normal human being who has problems like everyone else. And I think that's
right.
what you have to find when you're telling any story, is that sort of relatable aspect.
Exactly. So true, and I think that is definitely one of the big things. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Adam Penny. We're speaking with him not only about the journey of bringing to life The Arbalest, but also with making its big premiere at South by Southwest this year. We're going to be telling you a little bit later. You can stay connected with updates. I mentioned about social media and, of course, the Internet and that whole monster, Adam, that's out there that kind of keeps people abreast on what's going on. Of course, it's how a lot of us have been keeping up with the updates of what's taking place at South by Southwest this year, but you also have been using it and your camp have been using it to help, you know, keeping people updated on interviews for this film and, you know, updates for it. I mean, what has it been like for you to have people, some of which you've never met before, you know, coming together to help support this film as well as help spread the word about it?
I mean, it just is also speaks to how great the film community can be, you know, and I think our movie, which is a small film, respectively to a lot of other films that might be playing festivals, to have any sort of attention given to it in a positive way by this community is just amazing, and I love it. I don't know how else something like this could be seen if it wasn't for this incredible group of people who love movies and want to see small ones and different ones and original stories.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing. You know, I know you said, of course, you may not be in a big hurry to be able to rush off and to spend another 2 years with the project, but does the response so far, though, Adam, at least make you excited about what you can do next? Because I think it has to be a great feeling to know that here you are making your premiere at South by Southwest. You know, who knows what can happen after this premiere? I mean, does that at least make you excited about what else can come from this project, as well as, of course, from the attention from it?
Yeah, and I definitely count my blessings. So just being able to show a film, my first film especially, at a place like South By and have it in competition is already good enough for me in a way. I'm like, oh, man, this, if it gets better than this, it's crazy. I felt this way when we made our film after we shot it. That was almost good enough. I was like, oh, man, I can't believe we made this film. This is wonderful. And once it got into the IFP labs in New York, that was another just – everything was just – icing on this cake, and it's, you know, wherever it takes me, I'm, you know, just, I'm open to it, but I'm never expecting anything, you know.
Got you. Well, I think that, again, is the amazing thing. You mentioned earlier when I was talking to you about, you know, about yourself in this film, you mentioned also, of course, about those working with you on this, and that would include the cast. I mean, I always am impressed when, you know, it comes to having, you know, a writer and, you know, producer, director who are able to come together and to create something, but then to have those actors actually, you know, to live and breathe those characters and to, you know, bring them to life. You know, I mean, that has to be an amazing thing. I mean, what was that like for you to reflect on, Adam, how these individuals were able to invest so much of themselves into bringing this vision to life?
Well, the lead actor is one of my best friends, and we've made movies and together for the last over probably 15 years now. So it was more just, he's forced to do this because he's my friend. So having him do it was just, you know, it's like, oh, this is the easiest way to do this. And the great thing about that is that he was amazing. And everybody who's seen it and seen his performance in it has been blown away. His name's Mike Bruni, and he's also a director. But he really just, yeah, I was expecting him to be really great, and he ended up being amazing. And also Tally Madell, who's our lead actress, she was just so wonderful, and everything worked together in such a cool way. When you're shooting it, you don't really think about it as much, or at least I didn't. So it's just right. Like, okay, here's the lines, they're reading them the right way, and this is great. But then once you put it all together after, and you show some people, and they tell me, like, oh, this is amazing, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, that really worked out. This is really great. So, yeah, it's been so fun working with them and being able to hopefully continue working with them.
Yeah, well, I know that's definitely going to be the case for sure. Again, everyone, Adam Penny has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Adam, as he's preparing for the world premiere of The Arbalest at South by Southwest this year. That's going to be in Austin, Texas. Adam, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with the updates for the film?
Well, you can find us on Facebook, The Arbalest, and also on Twitter at The Arbalest Film. We'll be posting, you know, any updates we have, which will probably increase in the coming weeks. We're actually going to release a trailer pretty soon. So look out for that. And, yeah, hope, you know, all throughout the festival we'll be posting updates and showing new pictures and all this other great stuff to get you hopefully interested in the film.
All right. Well, you definitely have our interest, Adam. Again, congratulations to you. It's definitely well worth it. And looking forward to continue to keep up with the updates online, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, Sarge.
Hey, thank you so much for the time. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Adam, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.